الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه وقال الله تعالى يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا وقال الله تعالى ودعوا خوفا وطمعا وقال الله تعالى انهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا رهبا وقال الله تعالى ان ربك لذو مغفرة للناس على ظلمهم وان ربك لشديد العقاب وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو يعلم المؤمن ما عند الله من العقوبة من ما طمع بجنته احد ولو يعلم الكافر ما عند الله من الرحمة ما قنت من الجنة أحد ودخل عليه الصلاة والسلام على شاب هو في الموت فقال كيف تجدك فقال أرجو الله يا رسول الله وإني خاف على ذنوبي فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يجتمعان في قلب عبد في مثل هذا الموت إلا أعطاه الله ما يرجو وآمنه مما يخاف وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن رجلا قال والله لا يغفر الله لفلان وإن الله تعالى قال من ذا الذي يتألى علي أني لا أغفر لفلان فإني قد غفرت لفلان وأهبطت عملك أو كما قال وقال الله تعالى نبي عبادي إني أنا الغفور الرحيم وأن عذابي والعذاب الأليم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم My dear brothers and sisters Everyone has some hope and everyone has some fear and we are floating between these hopes and fears For example, I am going to cross the road. If I don't have any hope, I can't cross. And if I don't have any fear, maybe I face an accident. So, those people who has hopes, they have invented aeroplane. On those who have fears, they invented what's called the parachute umbrella. Yes, parachute. So in this we are, you can say, working. So such like we can have hope and we can have fear. About Akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about this and one can think about something knowing this. O Muslims, verily hope and fear are two things with which the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala travel towards every praiseworthy station of spiritual excellence. And there are two ways through which they pass all difficult stages towards the life of hereafter. Numerous are the texts on this topic in the Quran either individually or related with other verses. For example, Allah says, they, those believers, hope for Allah's mercy and fear His punishment. Yes. Because Allah can punish about our sins, for our sins, and Allah can forgive us. So, we should not commit sins because of their fear. And because of their hope, we should work. It means we should offer prayer. For example, if we think about our prayer, maybe that is not perfect. There are many things wrong in it. But having hope, we can offer that prayer. We cannot stop. We can hope for the forgiveness for this. And because of fear, we should all the time learn to remove all the, wrong things in our prayers. Similarly, about the keeping fast, about paying zakah, about hajj, about everything what we are doing in Sharia, acting upon Sharia. And Allah says, the believers can call upon their Lord in hope and fear, of course. It similarly, it can be done for other people also. For example, if I hope for myself, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me, so why I should not think about others, this thing, that Allah may forgive them. The problem is this, that we are thinking about forgiveness for ourselves and for punishment for others. This is the wrong thing. The better thing is this, that we should think about possibility of punishment for ourselves and forgiveness for the other people. Because if we fear from forgiveness, so we shall try to remove all the wrong things from it. And Allah says, and call upon him in hope and fear. Verily, they used to hurry towards good, and they call unto him in hope and fear, and in fear. And Allah says, verily, your Lord is most forgiving the people for their injustices. And verily, your Lord is severe in punishment. Yes. Both the things are possible. So, depending upon thinking about this possibility of fear and hope, one should not cross the limit. Once upon a time, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ashraf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was our Sheikh, he was asked about in Hadith. And that hadith, this, that some people are working good, till they reach the limit, that there is only very small, you can say, distance left between Hajj and him. But certainly he commits some wrong thing and is put in jannah. And some people are doing bad, and they are reaching very near to Jahannam, but they do some good work and they are put in jannah. So our Sheikh was asked, this very difficult thing, we cannot know where we are. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh recited a verse of a stanza. Parwaz hai dono ki isi ek jahan mein, dargas ka jahan aur chai ka jahan aur. Yes, both are flying in the same environment, but they are different. So he said, this was the hadith because of which Sahaba reached a very high position. And you are thinking that how can we work because of this? Because it's for this purpose. If you are doing something wrong, you should hope. Maybe Allah will forgive you and you will be put in Jannah, you will do some good work. So you should not be disappointed, to avoid disappointed. And if you are doing good things, so you should not be, you can say, so happy because of that that you feel your lips feel yourself very good and think about that, oh, I'm a perfect man. So this will lead you to a wrong place. So you should not do this also. So therefore, we should think about this fear and this hope in positive direction. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if the believers but knew the severity of Allah's punishment, none would have any hope of attaining His paradise. And if the unbelievers were aware of Allah's mercy, none of them would despair of gaining His paradise. Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu said, if there will be voice raised in the life hereafter, there will be one person who will go to Jannah. So I would be thinking maybe I am one. And if there will be voice about there will be one person going, only one person will be going to Jahannam. So I will be fearing maybe I am dead. So it means we should think about this so strong. Once Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam visited a young man while he was about to die. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, how are you feeling this time? He replied, I hope in Allah, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I have fear for my sins. Then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, never do these two hope and fear come together in the heart of a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as in such a circumstances, at the point of death, except the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him that which he hopes for and saves him from that which he fears. And Rasulullah said, a person was exclaimed, Allah will not forgive such and such a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said, who is that person who exalts himself above me, saying that I will not forgive such and such a person? Verily, I have forgiven him and I have nullified your deeds and actions. The thing is this, that nobody can say anything from side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give any authority from himself to any person that they should make things from him. So if some person is saying such a thing, so then maybe it will a very high level of punishment may be put upon him, because he has done such a thing which he should not do. I seek refuge in Allah from the accused shaitan. And Allah says, inform my servants that I am the forgiver, the merciful, and that my punishment is painful chastisement. So, as far as hope and fear is concerned, this is but natural. And all the people are walking between these two limits. Just to explain this thing, I will quote an example. If a person, because there is some life limit, everybody cannot be alive for all the time. He has to die, but how he goes to die? On one hand, there is a, you can say, too much care. And on the other hand, there's carelessness. So, too much care brings the person to a state where he fears more from everything. Oh, it should not happen, it should not happen, it should not. So this makes a lot of nervous tension upon him, and because of that, one person can die. And if there is a, if there is any person who is very careless, so because of that careless, he may be thinking such a thing or doing such a thing, because of which he may go to die. So it means we should be in these two, not reaching the extremities. We should, just like between Tawheed and Adab, one has to both have, should bear both have Tawheed and Adab. Maybe some person, he calls himself Muwahid, but because of that, he may lose adab. And one person may call himself the person of adab, and he might be losing tawheed. So these are actually the extremities. And one should take care of that thing, that one should not touch extremities. The balance way. See the Quran. In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining all the things in such a balanced way. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying something about good people, so just after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be saying something about bad people. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling about Jannah, so similarly, at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be saying about Jahannam as well. Similarly, the situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inform my servants that I am the forgiver. This is on one side. The merciful, and that my punishment is painful judgment. So these two. So it means we have to bring ourselves to balanced position. The whole thing, the whole world is working upon balance. And if we lose balance, so there might be something wrong happening to us. So we should be careful in this regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought our all systems to balance. If this balance is broken, the person is feeling ill, sickness. For example, if blood pressure is too high, it is disease. If it is too low, it is disease. If temperature is too high, it is disease. If it is too low, it is disease. If a person is very hungry and his hunger is not finished, this is disease. Jawal baqar. Right? And if the person does not feel any hungriness, so then it's again, maybe because of, you can say, liver problem. So that's also a disease. So the balance is very much needful. And there are three systems in our system, our self. Heart, spiritual heart, nafs, and akal, mind. So in these three also there should be some balance. If it goes out of balance, then spiritual disease come. If a person is tending towards more akal, more towards akal, and he loses his heart, and so then there will be the problem. If a person is more inclined towards nafs, then there's a problem. If a person more inclined to heart, it means sentimentalness, so there will be problem. So everywhere we need balance, and we should attain this balance. Otherwise, we may face problems. So again, I shall be saying that we should be having balance between hope and fear. On this hope, the whole world is working, and because of the fear, everyone protects himself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this balance. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وَتُبَارِئِ إِنَّكَ تُوَبَرِهِمْ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ